You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Hi, can I have a pineapple royale?
We'll remind you we'll be here till 11 o'clock tonight for your listening and dancing enjoyment. Please help take care of our bartenders and waitresses as they're working very hard for you.
I wanna
know, have you ever seen rain? Was that rain? I can barely remember what that sounds like. We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. And to bring us the answer, here's KALW's Nina Gensler Debs.
We got this corny tune, huh? It's dedicated to Nina.
I'm sitting in a room that looks like a Disneyland set from Pirates of the Caribbean. You almost expect Johnny Depp to wander drunkenly towards the bar. Straw-thatched roofs cover the dining room. There is a dance floor that looks like the deck of an old wooden ship, complete with rigging. Fake wooden tiki carvings of leering and laughing faces and torches adorn the walls. All of this surrounds a huge pool. I mean, lagoon. And it's raining inside. Welcome to the Tonga Room, a tiki bar that's been beloved by locals and tourists for almost 70 years. It's also had its fair share of celebrity visitors.
This is like the greatest place in the history of the world.
That's Anthony Bourdain, and this is Michael Zamarripa, the current manager of the Tonga Room.
We serve what we call specialty cocktails. They are very island-themed. They're a lot of fun to see. We have our little umbrellas and our pineapples on them.
The music is coming from the pool. Well, it's coming from the band that plays on a little boat that moves up and down the length of the pool on a track. The musicians wear Hawaiian shirts, straw fedoras, sometimes leis.
And we are the Island Groove, speaking of grooves, and we're here to keep you entertained. Thank you for that.
Dean Ravello leads the band.
Island Groove has been here for 8 years. This month, I've been in this room for 20 years.
The band is a family affair. Ravello's son-in-law CJ sings lead vocals, and his brother Nito plays guitar and sings. They play 5 nights a week, every week.
When you're playing Brown Eyed Girl, imagine playing it 5 nights a week to 5 different sets of crowds.
But it's worth it for those moments when everything comes together.
We've seen it many, many times where the Tonga Room line will start around the whole room. And when it happens like that, it's pretty darn magical.
Pretty darn magical is exactly how you're supposed to feel when you walk into the Tonga Room.
The original restaurant was designed by a Hollywood set designer, Mel Melvin, who did, you know, films like South Pacific and all the musicals of that era.
That's Melissa Farrar, director of public relations for the Fairmont Hotel.
And it's so in such a juxtaposition, in such contrast to the hotel, this luxury hotel, you know, it makes no sense, but it kind of works.
The Tonga Room is situated in the bottom of the Fairmont Hotel, one of the most lavish hotels in San Francisco. Think swirling marble columns and gold gilded mirrors. So, yeah, it's kind of a jolt when you walk into the Tonga Room. And it wasn't always this way. Before it was part of a tiki bar and restaurant, the, quote, lagoon was actually
the hotel pool. So Olympic athletes trained at the Tonga Room, or what was known as the Plunge back then.
The Plunge was built in 1929, and it not only attracted Olympic athletes, but celebrities like Ronald Reagan. But then World War II came and went, and in the wake of the war, a new trend was born.
Tiki was such a phenomenon. You know, a lot of the sailors came through the South Pacific. They left San Francisco, and so they had actually seen the real South Pacific and had been to Tonga.
The Fairmont decided that it wanted in on this lucrative business. And so in 1945, the Tonga Room was born. And ever since, it's been a spot to see and be seen. But unfortunately, I've never witnessed what sounds like would be the most exciting experience at the Tonga Room. Zamarripa, the manager, tells me,
every once in a while, when the moon is full, we will have a guest that has decided they would love to jump in our swimming pool. We do not recommend it.
How cold is that pool?
It is very cold. That's another reason I do not recommend it, because you are taken right out, whether you have your clothes on or not, out onto California Street.
And it sounds like this has been a problem for a long time. When I told my dad that I was doing a story on the Tonga Room, he told me that he was banned from the bar for a while because he jumped in on a dare in college. Cool, Dad. From the Tonga Room, but not the pool, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.
Our winner this week is Danny Wyatt. He just moved to San Francisco, and he says he heard about the Tonga Room from a friend who got obsessed with it after seeing it on Anthony Bourdain. Congratulations, Danny. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, you'll have another chance to win next week. Are you ready for your sneak listen? Here we go.
6RY Net Control standing by for net for siren.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next week. Until then, thanks for listening and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.